This is the Ardella Training Podcast, episode number 62.
Welcome to the Ardella Training Podcast, the podcast dedicated to forging athletic bodies around the world. ArdellaTraining.com is the no BS authority in kettlebell and barbell training for today's athlete, coach, and fitness enthusiast. Get strong, build muscle, and forge an athletic body with your host, the scientist of strength, Scott Ardella.
Hey guys, what's going on? It's Scott, and thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Ardella Training Podcast. I appreciate you being here. All right, in this week's show, you're going to learn all about a brand new study comparing kettlebells to the treadmill, to graded treadmill. You're going to hear all about this new study. It's literally hot off the press. It just came out, and that's one of the reasons I was excited to share the information here with you. I should say that this is going to be a sample of what will be coming on the new podcast I'm starting called Scientific Strength. So this is exactly what I'm going to be doing on the new podcast that will be coming your way soon. I've been a little bit behind on that with a big training program I'm working on right now, but that will be coming soon, and I will announce the launch of that podcast on this show here. All right, a few quick announcements before we get started with this episode. The first thing is be sure, as always, to review the show if you like it, and go to iTunes, Stitcher, drop your review in the review section of the podcast. It would greatly help to build the show, and it's super easy to do. It only take a minute of your time to drop in a quick review. Number two, make sure that you check out the all new ArdellaTraining.com. I recently redid the site. It's completely a new design, and a lot of great things are on the way. A lot of changes are still happening right now, but stay tuned because there's some really, really great things to come. So check out the new site design at ArdellaTraining.com. Also, one final announcement before we get into this session and into the content here. I'm currently in week three in a kettlebell conditioning / fat loss program. And this has been a really amazing, really hard kettlebell program. It's a single kettlebell program that I put together. Again, I'm going through it with a large group of people right now in a Facebook community, and it's been really fantastic. The reason I'm bringing this up is because it's been really amazing how fast that my conditioning level has improved. I mean, so for a long time, I've been focusing really on maximum strength development for the past 6 to 8 months. And again, I just went in my first powerlifting meet recently. But it's been amazing how when you focus on the goal of conditioning and fat loss, that your conditioning really improves when you really focus on that specific goal. So that's why I'm just mentioning that and sharing that here. And really, it goes to support the power of a program. When you have a program in place and you're putting that program to use for a specific goal, it's amazing how fast the results come. If you follow the program and do all the things that are in alignment with your training goals. So I can't emphasize how important it is to pick a program and follow a specific program through to completion. And I'm really looking forward to sharing the results when this is all done in a few weeks. Again, I'm in week three, and this is a 5-week program. Still have a lot of work to do, but I will definitely share the outcomes of this program when it's all done. All right, let's get started and dive into this week's show. So this study, the title of the study is The Comparison of Two-Handed Kettlebell Swing Exercise and Graded Treadmill Walking, the Effectiveness as a Stimulus for Cardiovascular Fitness. And it was published in the April 2014 Journal of Strength and Conditioning Research. Again, I literally just got this a few days ago, and I'm really excited to share it with you. I couldn't hold back, actually, and not share it in this week's episode. as we are in between interviews here. And by the way, I'm going to have some really, really exciting interviews coming on the show. But I wanted to share this one with you. All right, so let's take a look at the study. So as usual, the study gives a lot of introduction into previous studies that were done in the area of kettlebell training, looking at kettlebells and strength and conditioning. One of the key things about this study is the subjects were not familiar with kettlebell activity. So these are not kettlebell enthusiasts or athletes or anything like that. And this could have potentially affected the outcome of the study. But what they did is, I'm going to get into the details here. A couple of important things is the kettlebell exercises in the study were performed in accordance with the standard hard style kettlebell technique. So this is Pavel Sotsalin's technique, and they did receive proper instruction. I'll tell you more about that in just a minute. The purpose of the study was to determine whether continuous prolonged kettlebell activity could be used to produce cardiovascular stress similar to that of brisk walking. The hypothesis, or really what the investigators thought would happen in the study, was that moderate intensity continuous kettlebell training using standardized kettlebell exercise technique would produce similar metabolic and cardiorespiratory responses to that of a rigorous bout of graded treadmill walking, but that the kettlebell would elicit a greater RPE than treadmill exercise. Now, RPE is rate of perceived exertion. And what that means is that when you're doing a treadmill, for example, compared to a kettlebell swing, the investigators thought that the subjects would have a higher perception of work done with a kettlebell compared to a treadmill. And that just makes sense because if you're walking on a treadmill, if you think about that, if you're walking on a treadmill compared to actively swinging a kettlebell, which one would you think would be harder? Which one would you perceive to be harder? Well, the answer is the kettlebell swing. You know that would be the case because of the work demand involved in a swing compared to simply walking on a treadmill. All right, let's talk about the subjects here. There were only 10 subjects in this trial. Again, a very small trial. One of the limitations, of course, 5 women, 5 men, ages between 21 and 31 years of age. Now, they broke it down into 3 sessions. The first session, what they essentially did was do baseline measurements. So they got body composition, they got cardiovascular measurements, heart rate, blood pressure, oxygen consumption as measured by VO2 max. So they took all their baseline measurements, and then they also included a kettlebell instruction lesson in this session one. And this is how they did it. This is important to note. The lessons were given by a Russian kettlebell certified instructor, an RKC level 2 instructor. A kettlebell expert conducted a 10-minute familiarization lesson for the kettlebell exercises to be performed in session 2. Now, what they did in session 2, which I'll talk more about, is they did kettlebell swings and sumo deadlifts. Those are the only 2 exercises that were performed in this study, swings and deadlifts, all right? So I'll tell you more about that in just a minute. Now, they only spent 10 minutes doing this lesson, but they also utilized, again, a certified kettlebell instructor, which is very important. They utilized certain drills. They actually mentioned the drills that were utilized. They used a face-the-wall squat. They used a sumo deadlift, the RKC hip bridge, a crease drill to learn the hip hinge, and they also did a unweighted version of both exercises for proper training. So they had this 10-minute lesson, and they utilized different skills and drills to effectively teach. Now, I will tell you my opinion that 10 minutes is not a lot of time to learn how to do these exercises. As a matter of fact, it really depends on the individual, but again, these are 10 subjects that have never done kettlebell training before. And it really depends on a lot of different things, but 10 minutes is not a lot of time to learn the kettlebell swing. At least that's my opinion and my experience. In session 2, and by the way, there are 3 sessions in the protocol. In session 2, the second session, this consisted of the kettlebell training session. This is actually when they did the kettlebell exercise session. And here's the protocol. The protocol consisted of three 10-minute activity periods, alternating between 10 reps of a two-handed kettlebell swing and 10 reps of a kettlebell sumo deadlift. Now, they didn't mention anything about the total work done in the time period. And when I say total work done, I mean how many reps did they do, how many rounds did they do in the 10-minute session. So it's just mentioned that 10 reps for each exercise in 10 minutes. And after each 10-minute activity period, the subjects received a three-minute rest period, and then they resumed. So they did three 10-minute periods for 30 minutes total of work of alternating swings and deadlifts. Let's talk about the weight, because this is important. The male subjects performed the kettlebell swing and deadlift using a 35-pound kettlebell or 16-kilo kettlebell, and the female subjects performed it with a 25-pound kettlebell or 12-kilo kettlebell. If the subject's form began to deteriorate or the subject chose to drop down, they were given that option. And the males could drop down to a 30-pound kettlebell and the women could drop down to a 20-pound kettlebell. So that's an important point to note, is the size of the kettlebell. Now, this is pretty typical from what I've seen in a lot of the kettlebell research out there, this 35-pound kettlebell. And keep in mind that it is considered the average weight for a kettlebell swing. It really is a light kettlebell to swing. So just keep that in mind. I think that's been a big limitation with a lot of these studies, to tell you the truth. All right, session three, this is the third and final session. And what they did is they basically did their treadmill session here. They did their treadmill training. And it was a graded treadmill walking protocol. The format of this third session was identical to the kettlebell training session, in which they did three 10-minute periods with a 3-minute rest period. And again, it was a graded treadmill exercise session. All right, so what did this study show? There's a lot of different variables that they mentioned. So the hypothesis of this trial, again, which is what did the investigators think that they would find by doing this study, is that a moderately intense kettlebell protocol, and this is what they called a moderately intense kettlebell protocol, would produce metabolic responses similar to those produced by brisk walking, was confirmed for VO2, RER, and blood pressure in the study. These were the cardiovascular measures that they looked at. Also, as they hypothesized, the kettlebell elicited a greater RPE. Again, RPE is that rate of perceived exertion. So that was higher with the kettlebell swing compared to the treadmill. However, contrary to the investigators' hypothesis, the kettlebell produced higher heart rate than did the treadmill exercise. This is really the key of the study. So in addition to the cardiovascular benefits, so the protocol that they did here was similar between the treadmill and the kettlebell exercise. But in addition to the cardiovascular benefits, evidence that the kettlebell workouts produce significant strength gains as shown in previous studies. And this just makes sense, right? Because a kettlebell, you are combining strength training and cardiovascular fitness or cardiovascular conditioning. Whereas a treadmill, you're not. The treadmill is simply walking on a treadmill. You're doing cardiovascular training. There's not a strength training component to treadmill training. So it just makes sense. So in conclusion, the kettlebell protocol developed for this study reached the metabolic responses that were measured in the study from an equal duration of graded treadmill walking. It also exceeded the cardiovascular and psychological responses. And those were the heart rate, which was greater with the kettlebell swing, and also that RPE, again, the rate of perceived exertion. So what's a practical application? What do we take away from this? This study may provide not only the desired amount of aerobic conditioning, but also muscular strength improvements not possibly gained through traditional aerobic fitness regimens. This makes sense because the kettlebell training, you're combining strength training to cardiovascular fitness. The authors also noted that it is very important that the kind of instruction provided to the subjects in the study be included in other kettlebell regimens. So what this is saying is that they are attributing the positive results of this study to the level of instruction that was provided to the subjects. This is very important because what this means is that it's really, really important to get the right level of instruction to produce similar results as are demonstrated here. Now, again, there are limitations to the study. Let's talk about the key points here and the key takeaways. So the key points are the kettlebell swing and the kettlebell sumo deadlift. This combination was comparable to the graded treadmill in terms of metabolic cost with the cardiovascular outcomes, the aerobic capacity, and the cardiovascular conditioning, although the kettlebell produced better cardiovascular outcomes with the elevated heart rate and also the psychological responses with the rate of perceived exertion. Now, the additional benefit of kettlebell training includes the benefit of muscular strength. Again, this is not possible with cardiovascular training alone. This is a really, really big deal. Now, this confirms what we, meaning you and I, the kettlebell enthusiast, already know. As a listener to this podcast, I'm quite sure that you're involved in kettlebell training, and you already know this, but it really is great to see this in the science, in the trials. And there are certainly limitations to this trial using a light kettlebell, as we see in a lot of these trials. The size of the trial, only 10 subjects. But again, you know, in trials like this, you're not going to see large numbers of subjects in a trial like this. And this is really just a small piece of the data. Any study, again, is not conclusive and will never fully answer the question, but it's always a step closer to the bigger picture, if you know what I mean. So every study builds on top of another. And this is just one small trial that really is great to see coming together and forming more clarity in the area of the benefits of kettlebell training. So if you were to tell me about this study in advance, and I'm sure you probably already thought this as well, just looking at the title, the comparison of a two-hand kettlebell swing compared to the treadmill, what would you expect? Well, what you would expect really depends on a lot of the variables, like is the subject trained or untrained? What size kettlebell are they using? What is the kettlebell protocol that they're using? And are we comparing similar types of training here? And they were comparing similar types of training in terms of the time of each of these protocols. Now, you know, looking at 10 reps of a kettlebell swing and 10 reps of a sumo deadlift, is that the optimal comparison? You know, I don't know that it is, but it's a good starting point. And again, this is just one piece in the pie. It's really great to see all these new kettlebell studies coming. Every time that I get the Journal of Strength and Conditioning Research, the first thing I do is scan through and look to see if there are any new kettlebell studies that have come out. And it seems like every couple of months, every other month or something, there is a new kettlebell study. So it's really, really exciting to see this. And that's essentially the first study I read when I get the journal. So I had seen this study released a couple of months ago because they released the abstract. But remember, the key is that you can't ever just look at an abstract and say, oh, okay, let's just take this away from the study. And that's the purpose of reviewing this, is to dive deeper and look at all of the variables in this study, because there were a lot of questions that I didn't know about this study in just looking at the abstract. So now that I've read through the study and looked at all the variables, it really does help to understand what questions this answers and how it can help us, and how this can help us understand the benefits of kettlebell training in the future. So again, I think the findings are really great. It's great to see this, but there are limitations to the study, as I've already mentioned. But this can definitely help us in taking valuable information. And I think the bottom line for us kettlebell enthusiasts, this really confirms what we already know. So I hope it was helpful for you. I think it's really, really interesting and really amazing stuff. I love the research. I'm definitely going to start talking more about the research and the science of kettlebell training, strength training, nutrition, and a lot of great things. And that will be coming on the Scientific Strength podcast. So that does it for this episode. Stay tuned for some great things coming. Like I've mentioned before, I have some amazing, really game-changing interviews coming. That I've just gotten a little bit behind on coordinating those interviews, but hopefully we will have one for you next week, or certainly on the next session after that. But a lot of great stuff on the way with the Ardella Training Podcast. Again, a new show comes your way every single Wednesday. I hope this was great for you. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you on next week's show. Take care, guys.
Thanks for listening to the Ardella Training Podcast. Go to ardellatraining.com right now to join Scott's tribe of passionate fitness enthusiasts. Get valuable updates and resources that will help you take it to the next level. Train strong. We'll catch you next time on the Ardella Training Podcast.